clear. Can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do. If he says the horse can do, can do, can do.
I can do. Got a tight can on the morning line. The guy has got him figured at 5 to 9.
But there's an epitaph. Taps, he went to buy a hat. According to this here, that telegram.
If I'm all revere, I'll fight. I hear his sports all right. Of course, it all depends if it rained last night.
I like to buy.
But just a minute, boys, I got some beatbox noise. Says the great grandfather was equipoise.
I tell you, Paul Revere, now this is no bum steer. It's from a handicap, but that's real sincere.
I know it's Valentine, the morning words look fine. You know that Johnny's brother's a friend of mine.
So make it epitaph, he went to buy a hat. According to this here, the telegram. Epitaph.
Good day, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Alksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Today, it's all about Guys and Dolls, the Broadway musical from the Arts Club that's on stage right now at the Stanley Theatre. It's also one of my favorite musicals of all time, so we're going to spend the whole hour looking at it. We've got music from the original cast, both Broadway and the movie, plus a radio play version of one of the original stories that inspired the musical. Hope you like it. Now, Guys and Dolls, the musical, was first produced on Broadway in 1950. It was based on the stories of Damon Runyon. Runyon was a journalist and short story writer who was based in New York in the 20s and 30s. And he's best known for his stories about the gamblers and gangsters and people who populated the streets around Broadway. They went by colorful monikers like Nathan Detroit, Sorrowful Jones, Nicely Nicely, Good Time Charlie, Dave the Dude, Lemon Drop Kid. His writing style was a mixture of formal speech and colorful slang, almost always in the present tense and always devoid of contractions. It's what's now called Runyonese. The man himself died of lung cancer in 1946. His stories were dramatized for radio in 1949. Two of those stories were adapted into the musical Guys and Dolls. Now, for this hour, we're going to play the radio version of The Idol of Miss Sarah Brown, which is one of the stories that inspired the musical. And we'll play the radio play interspersed with songs from both the original cast and the 1955 movie version that starred Frank Sinatra and Marlon Brando. Yes, we're going to hear Marlon Brando sing. Now, before we start, a quick content warning. This show is a 75-year-old celebration of toxic masculinity. A lot of the language might be deemed objectionable. In fact, it is objectionable. Women are called dolls, dames, and broads. Men see them as objects to be obtained or conquered, or conversely, as sinister creatures out to keep men under their thumb. Now be assured, the Electric Lunch and CITR do not support or adhere to these views, and we are simply presenting this program for educational, historical, and entertainment purposes. Thank you for your support.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master of storytellers, Damon Runyon. And this one, The Idol of Miss Sarah Brown, And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Well, maybe you never hear of a citizen who is known as the Sky. And also, maybe you never hear of Miss Sarah Brown. It is a fact that any character along Broadway will lay more than a little 6 to 5 that the Sky and Miss Sarah Brown are as far apart as the North and South Pole. This is because the Sky is a gambler, and Miss Sarah Brown is a mission worker, and a 100% all right doll. But they do get together, and how this is done is a story that hardly anyone believes. But it is true, and I will tell you about it in a minute.
What's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. It's a picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy. What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News. What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting home by a television set who used to be something of a rover. That's what's happening all over. Love is a thing that has licked them. And it looks like I'm just another victim. Yes, sir. When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll. When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane. When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some doll. When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet there'll be mink in it for some doll. When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a cinch that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad. When you meet a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum fol-de-rol, call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some dough. When you see a sport and his cash has run short, you can bet he's been blowing it on some doll. When a guy wears tails with the front gleaming white, who the heck do you think he's tickling pink on Saturday night? When some lazy slob gets a good steady job and he smells from Vitalis and Barbasol, call it dumb, call it clever, ah, but you can give odds forever that the guy's only doing it for some doll, some doll, some doll. The guy's only doing it for some doll.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, The Idol of Miss Sarah Brown.
As I am saying, Miss Sarah Brown is a mission worker, and the Sky is a gambler. How he gets that name is because there is no limit on a bet he will take or make. The sky is the limit with him. And he is very smart. Like the day we are at the polo grounds at the ball game. The game is over, and the Sky and me are walking across the diamond when we are approached by a character who is called Bates. Now, this Bates is a hard citizen, and he is also a big better. The Sky has eaten peanuts, which he pulls from his pocket, and we are near second base when Bates comes up to us. And the scene is as follows.
Hiya, Broadway.
Hi,
hello, Bates. Sky.
Hello.
Well, Sky, you win or lose on the game today.
I win?
Not me. I lose 100 on the game.
That's so. I win 5. Have a peanut.
Thanks.
Broadway?
Oh, thanks.
No. It was only that punk throw from second to home that makes me lose the C note. A good throw would catch the runner and I'm in. I get a bad break.
That's a pretty big throw from second to home plate.
Yeah.
You know, I was a pretty good ball player when I was a kid. Not so bad now.
Yeah? Yeah, and I still say if the throw is good, the Dodgers do not get the run, and I am in.
Bet I could make the throw from second to home plate.
So what? Anybody with an arm could do it.
Bet I could throw one of those peanuts from second base to home plate.
You're crazy.
A peanut is too light to throw that far.
Maybe.
Wait a minute, Sky. You are now standing on second base. You are willing to bet you could throw a peanut from here to home plate?
Mm-hmm.
In the air, not roll it on the ground?
In the air.
You're crazy, Sky. A peanut is a very light object and would not travel 20 feet through the air.
I'm willing to make a bet. Tell you what, Bates. You've had a bad day. I'm in a good mood. I'll lay you 3-1. I can toss a peanut from here to the plate.
You serious, Sky?
Very.
I have exactly 100 potatoes in my pocket. Will you put 300 against it?
Mm-hmm. Broadway, here. Here's my 3 C's.
And here is my C note. Now, go ahead, Sky. Toss the peanut.
You don't mind if I pick out a big one, huh?
As big as you want.
Does this one look satisfactory to you, Bates?
Sure, go ahead. Toss.
Would you like to try it first with this peanut? I'm willing to bet you can't do it.
No, you don't, Sky. You make the bet. You pick the peanut. You throw it.
Like you say, I make the bet. All right, Broadway, stand back.
Here goes.
It is impossible, but it is done.
It went into the stands.
On the fly over home plate.
I told you I was a pretty good ball player. I will now take the C note.
There is something fishy about this.
Broadway is a witness that I offered the peanut to you first. Is that right, Broadway?
It is very correct.
So long, Bates.
I do not understand this. I do not understand it.
Why are you laughing?
It was too easy.
I do not see how you do it.
Well, Broadway, it just so happens that I have one peanut in my pocket that is weighted with lead.
Lead? How does it happen that there is a peanut with lead in it? They are usually full of peanuts.
Well, I just happen to have it with me in case I want to make just such a bet. However, I offered it to Bates first, so I didn't cheat.
That is right. It is a fine point, but it is correct. Sky, you are a very smart man.
No, not smart, Broadway. Just careful. Because my father once told me something.
Like what?
I remember that he said to me a long time ago, he said, "Son, someday you're going to meet a man who will pull out a new deck of cards with the seal still on it. He'll offer to bet you that the Jack of Spades will jump out of the deck and squirt cider in your ear." Do not take that bet, my father says. Because as sure as you're a foot high, you'll get an ear full of cider.
I tell you that to show you what kind of a citizen the Sky is. And he is honest. It is just that sometimes he insures a bet. But there is no character from Broadway to Los Angeles who will not take the Sky's word. It is as good as wheat in the bit. He is never crooked, and he hates citizens who are. But one day, we are walking along Broadway when suddenly he stops and points.
Broadway, look.
Huh? Where?
Who is that?
Oh, I see no one but Harry the horse. And you need no introduction to him.
No, hmm? Not Harry. I'm talking about the doll.
What doll?
The one in uniform.
Oh, that one. Oh, that is Miss Sarah Brown.
Miss Sarah Brown. I don't get the uniform.
She's working for a mission.
What is she doing?
What she is doing now? She collects money for the mission.
Oh, she's quite a lovely doll.
100% all right.
Now, I take it you know her, huh?
Just from seeing her around.
Oh.
If you are thinking of meeting her, it is better that you put it out of your mind.
Why?
Because she has nothing to do with citizens of our ilk.
Oh? She doesn't like us, huh?
Not very much. She does not even accept money for her mission from us.
Mm-hmm. She's very young to be doing such work.
There is no accounting for tastes.
Oh, she's the kind of doll I'd like to meet.
If you like, I will attempt an introduction.
No, never mind.
But you are just saying that you...
I know. Forget it. I guess her type would think we're a bunch of bad citizens.
Yeah, I guess so.
Broadway, where were you born?
Right here.
Uh-huh. I was born in Colorado. Know where that is?
Is it possible to reach it by the subway?
Not quite.
Then I do not know.
Well, what I was going to say was...
Yeah?
Sometimes I remember the farm, the people. And I remember there was a girl.
A doll?
Yeah, as you say, a doll. I liked her, Broadway. She looked a lot like this Miss Sarah Brown.
Is there a possibility this doll you speak of and Miss Brown could be one and the same?
No, Broadway. There's no possibility. No possibility at all.
Oh, I see.
Okay, Broadway, let's move on. I have a date with a poker game.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along. And there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone fade me." But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people all said, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat." People all said, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat." And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist. And there I stood nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, "Beware, you're on a heavenly trip."
Beware.
People all said, "Beware, beware, you scuttle a ship." And the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie round your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, "Someone save me," that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord. And I said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat." Myself, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. And the devil will drag you under with a soul so heavy you'd never float. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
Sit down, you're rocking, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
Well, I do not see the sky for a couple of days after that. But one night, I get a funny report that the sky is missing quite a few big game. But that is not like him. So I nose around, and I learn that he goes quite often to the mission where Miss Sarah Brown works. I do not believe this. And I am willing to lay more than a little 6 to 5 it is not true. So I go to the mission to see with my own eyes. Sure enough, in the mission sits the sky. I walk over to him, and the scene is as follows.
Broadway, what are you doing here?
I could ask the same question of you, Sky.
Yeah, sit down.
Here? In here?
Well, if you want to stay, sit down.
Okay.
Why'd you come here?
I hear something very funny.
Oh, about me, huh?
That is correct.
Well, it's true.
Miss Sarah Brown, huh?
Miss Sarah Brown.
She knows who you are?
No. In Broadway...
What, Sky?
If by any chance it should slip from your lips about what or who I am, I'd be very angry and take steps, you understand?
I understand.
Here she comes.
Hello there.
Good evening, Miss Brown.
How are you, Mr. Sky?
Oh, fine, just fine. Oh, this is a friend of mine. His name is Broadway.
I'm so glad, Mr. Broadway. We get so few people who come here, it's good to see a new face.
Business is not good, I take it?
No, it's not good. I guess people aren't very interested in their souls.
Maybe people don't know they have them until it's too late, huh?
You've been very kind, Mr. Sky. Your contributions have helped us so much. The new organ is your doing.
What? Maybe I do not hear right.
You hear right.
Mr. Skye has been more than generous.
It's been more than a pleasure, Miss Brown.
Oh, please call me Sarah. And you have a first name, surely?
Just call me Skye. Everybody does.
But why? It's such an odd name.
Yeah, it is. Just call me that, huh?
All right.
Sarah, maybe after the mission closes, what I mean is maybe a cup of coffee.
Oh, we have coffee here. Please stay and have some.
In here?
Why not?
All right.
Well, I guess I gotta be going.
Oh, no, please. Stay with us.
Yeah, stay, Broadway.
But
Miss Brown asked you to stay, Broadway. And I'd like it very much if you did.
Good, that's settled then. And now if you'll excuse me for a minute, I have some things to do.
I never see a doll look at me the way she looks at you, Skye.
Broadway, I've made a lot of money in my racket, but you know what?
What?
I'd be willing to drop every potato I own if I didn't get it the way I did.
Well, that is that. It is easy to see that the Skye is over the boards, but good. Every night he goes down to the mission, and every night he stays for coffee with Miss Sarah Brown. All the citizens are talking about it, and I'm not able to figure the angle. But I know that the Skye and Miss Brown are in love. But I wonder what is going to happen when she finds out about it. I find out one night, when the Skye, me, and some of the boys are sitting in Mindy's. Suddenly, the Skye looks up and says,
Sarah. Sarah.
Yes, Sarah.
I was just coming to the mission.
I'd rather you wouldn't come there anymore.
Maybe I better leave.
No, stay, Mr. Broadway. I want to say something. Maybe you'd be interested, too.
Will you sit down, Sarah?
Yes. Yes, I will. How big a laugh have you had, Mr. Skye?
Laugh?
It was easy, wasn't it?
What do you mean?
It was so simple. I was so simple.
Oh, look, Sarah,
you were so generous to us. You were a very big man among all the little people.
Is that what you came here to say?
Not quite all. I found out tonight who you are and what you are. I wouldn't have minded knowing who. But what you are, I can't accept that.
Miss Brown, I've never cheated. I've never done anything dishonest in my life.
You waited until you found me before you became dishonest.
I am not dishonest.
I call it that, Mr. Skye. But I'm not as big a fool as you think. You thought I'd accept you because of what you've done, but I won't. I despise you. As much as I liked you before, I despise you now.
Maybe you'll tell me why.
I don't have to tell you. Your own conscience, your own soul will do that. I've had men look at me before. I knew why. But they were honest men, Mr. Skye. They didn't pretend to be anything other than what they were. You did.
I gave the money because I wanted to.
I'm sorry we can't return the money you gave us. But I can ask you to stay away from the mission. And me. That's all, Mr. Skye. Goodbye.
I never hear a doll talk like that before.
Yeah. I thought it was a sure thing. But it looks like I got an ear full of cider.
Well, you may think that is the end of the story, but it is not. And how it ends is something for the books, and I will tell you about it in a minute.
Welcome, neighbor, to our neighborhood. In our neighborhood is a journey through the communities of BC, meeting our neighbors who work towards a world where everyone can be proud of who they are. In our first season, get to know the Touche L'Ojibwetikwa advocates, educators, and students who help our schools grow into spaces where everyone can belong. Just like our neighborhoods, each episode is filled with the spirit of care, the energy of activism, and the warmth of community. Join us in our neighborhood, premiering June 14th at the Queer Arts Festival.
Kalalalalam is an urban Indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kalalalelum aims to partner Indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the Downtown Eastside by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kalalalelum.ca, or Instagram at kilalalelum to learn more or donate. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta, featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com. Launched in December 2023, Connect Afrobeats is an innovative online platform with a dedicated mission to foster a vibrant community for Afrobeats and Afro-inspired talents across the entire value chain. Join Connect Afrobeats today to connect with verified global Afrobeats talents, collaborate with fellow artists, and engage in meaningful discussions. Whether you're an artist, writer, talent manager, road manager, A&R, promoter, distributor, or publisher, this is your platform to network, find talents, form partnerships, and teams. Connect Afrobeats is gearing up to launch music camps in summer of 2024. So what are you waiting for? Amplify your presence in the vibrant world of Afrobeats and sign up now.
The Evelyn Saller Center is recruiting volunteers to help design and implement relief initiatives for the downtown Eastside community. If you're looking to get experience relevant to your area of study while helping to support the homeless population of Vancouver, email us at esc.volunteerprogram@vancouver.ca or find our page on the City of Vancouver website under Evelyn Saller Center. Positions are flexible and designed to be convenient to students. Those with an interest in health, communications, or psychology are encouraged to apply.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 broadcasting the odd from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Protein pills and put your helmet on.
Hey, Nathan, concentrate on the game. The town is up to here with high players. Look, the Greek's in town.
And Brandy Bottle Bates.
Here comes Scranton Slim.
I know I could make a fortune, but where can I have the game?
The Biltmore Garage wants a grand, but we ain't got a grand on hand.
And they've now got a lock on the door of the gym at PS 84.
There's the stockroom behind McCluskey's bar,
but Mrs. McCluskey ain't a good scout.
And things being how they are, the back of the police station is out.
So the Biltmore Garage is the spot,
but the 1,000 bucks we ain't got.
Why, it's good old reliable Nathan, Detroit. If you're looking for action, he'll furnish a spot. Even when the heat is on, it's never too hot. Not for good old reliable Nathan, for it's always just a short walk to the oldest established permanent glory cracking in New York. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere. And an awful lot of that is for the fellow who can get us there.
If we only had a lousy little grant, we could be a millionaire.
Detroit. If the to increase. He'll arrange that you go broke in quiet and peace in a hideout provided by Nathan, where there are no neighbors to squawk. It's the oldest established permanent floating crack game in New York. Where's the action? Where's the game?
Gotta have the game or we'll die from shame.
It's the oldest.
Back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, The Idol of Miss Sarah Brown.
Well, like I am saying, Miss Sarah Brown comes into Mindy's that night and ticks off the sky. Furthermore, she has nothing to do with him from then on. And when the sky meets Miss Brown on the street, he keeps walking straight ahead. And she does likewise. Then one night, I accompany the sky to a little game at Nathan Detroit's place, where a few of the boys are playing at dice. And what happens there is something that everybody still talks about. It is like this. We walk in and watch for a couple of minutes. Then the sky walks over to Bates, who is also watching the game. Milky and Willie has the dice, and he is rolling. The sky says as follows to Bates.
How's he doing, Bates?
Milky, I wish I have his luck.
He's hot, huh?
Like a firecracker. Six passes in a row.
Hiya, Milky.
Hello, Sky. You are going to play?
Maybe.
Stick with me and make a million. Here they go. That makes seven in a row.
I wish I had your luck.
How does it happen you're not playing, Bates?
Because I have no potatoes. I am out of the lettuce. In short, I am broke. But if I had some, I would ride with Milky.
Ride with me and make a million. How about it, Sky, will you?
Maybe later, not now.
All right, here it goes. Six, a little six. Easiest play to make.
He can make that without rolling the dice.
You think so, Bates?
The way he's been going, I couldn't do that to save my soul.
What did you say?
I said I couldn't do that to save my soul.
Milky.
Yeah?
Hold it a minute, don't throw.
What? When I'm hot?
I want to get down to bet.
Sure, I tell you, ride with me and you're in.
I'll bet against you making that six.
You will bet against my making a three-way point?
I will.
How much?
$1,000.
I hear you right. You will bet $1,000 against my rolling a six?
I'll bet you don't. But I'll bet against Bates.
I tell you, there's nothing in my pocket but fingers. And I'm not sure about those.
I'll bet $1,000 against your soul.
My soul?
That's right. If Milky doesn't throw a six, I win. And your soul goes to the mission.
My what? Goes where?
Your soul goes to the mission.
Wait a minute. I do not like to have anybody's soul riding on my dice.
It's his soul, Milky. Well, Bates, what do you say? Well, Bates?
How you feel, Milky?
You better make up your mind soon before I cool off.
A grand against my soul. If I lose, I go to Miss Sarah Brown's mission. That it?
That's it.
Well, okay. You got a bet.
And if you lose, you better keep your bet. You got it?
We will see to it that he does not welch, Sky.
You feel all right still, Milky?
It is a three-way point, and I feel good.
You got a bet, Sky. Go ahead, Milky. Roll him.
Right. Come on.
A five. Come on, Milky.
We'll do better this time.
A six.
Looks like you owe me a grand, Sky.
Here it is. Pick it up. It's yours.
I got $1,000. I will now get in the game.
That is a bad bet you made, Sky.
It's worth it. And don't forget the night is still young.
Well, like the sky says, the night is still young. And it is not long before Bates takes the dice because now he has $1,000 potatoes. And what happens is that he hits a streak and wins. He figures it is his night and looks to be a bank because he makes one pass after another. Finally, he throws a four, which is a hard point to make. And it is at this point that he looks at the sky and says as follows.
Sky, I will take the odds off you on this one. I know you don't want my dough. I know you only want my soul for Miss Sarah Brown. Is that right?
That's right. Why?
I am now in the money and my price goes up. Will you lay me $10,000 against my soul that I do not make this for?
It's a bet.
$10,000 against his soul?
That's it, Milk Ear.
Here we go, Sky.
Look at that. He makes a four, double deuce.
Looks like you owe me $10,000, Sky.
So it does.
You have $10,000, do you not?
Did anyone ever say I welched on a bet?
You're as good as Times Square.
Broadway.
Yes, Sky.
Do me a favor, will you? Run over to my hotel with this key. I'll call the clerk. Tell him to open the safe and take out my money, and you bring it over here.
Well, sure. How many potatoes you got there?
About $100,000.
$100,000?
What's your idea, Sky?
It's my idea to keep betting against anyone who wants to bet.
Who keeps the dice?
You do, Bates.
Until when?
Until I win your soul for Miss Sarah Brown, or you win all my money. Well, what do you say?
I say you got yourself a deal.
Okay. Broadway, get going.
So I get Sky's money from the hotel, and it is quite a bundle. And it is not long before news of what's going on gets around the stand. And Nathan Detroit's place is packed with citizens. And the Sky has taken all bets. Every character has a fin, a sawbuck, or a deuce is leaning on a line against the Sky. All the Sky bets for is the guy's soul. But Bates is plenty hot and never misses. It is not long before the Sky's money is down to a very thin shadow of its former self. Then the scene is as follows.
How much you got left, Sky?
I figure it, $5,000.
Wanna keep it for a stake, or...
I'll bet it.
There's only one thing wrong with that.
No? What's wrong with it?
At this point, my soul is worth more than $5,000. It has been increasing in value right along.
What's your pitch?
I'll take the $5,000. And you mark it for $20,000.
$20,000? Sky, you're nuts if you take that bet.
Maybe so, Milky.
You'll be in the hole. You'll owe that if you lose.
I'll still take the bet.
But why? Listen, Sky.
I figure one soul sent to Miss Sarah Brown is worth it. One guy. Just one. Throw the dice, Bates.
Okay. This
watch Bates shake the dice. We know that if the Sky loses this bet, he's cooked. But I see that he is watching Bates with a funny look on his face. And he is reaching slow-like for an inside coat pocket. I back away because I want no part of fireworks. I am not able to figure what Sky is doing or what is wrong. And then Bates rolls.
A natural. A seven.
You're very lucky tonight, Bates.
Like you say, I am very lucky. You owe me $20,000.
I owe you $20,000. Maybe.
Huh? What do you mean, maybe?
Just that. Bates...
Good evening, everyone.
Holy cats, Miss Sarah Brown.
Good evening, Mr. Sky.
Good evening, Miss Brown.
Hey, what are you doing here? How'd you get in?
I walked in. I see almost everyone is here.
Yes, that's right.
How many souls have you won for me?
None. I seem to be about half out of luck.
I see. Don't you think you're taking too much upon yourself? I can win all the souls I need myself.
I tried to help.
In your way.
In my way.
Have you ever thought of your own soul, Mr. Sky?
Sometimes.
I see. By the way, when I heard this was going on, I wondered about something.
What?
Are you risking your soul on these bets, or just your money?
My money.
But not your soul. All right, Mr. Sky. I'll gamble with you.
What do you mean?
I know something about gambling. I should. It ruined my father and my brother. Broke my mother's heart. Yes, I know something about gambling. Will you gamble with me, Mr. Sky?
Look, Miss Brown. Maybe you better go.
No. I'll gamble with you on the same terms that you gambled with everyone here. I will bet $1 against your soul. That's all I have.
$1. $1.
Shut up, Elk here. Miss Brown, that's a very small bet.
It's a very small soul.
Bates.
Yeah?
Give her the dice.
Huh? Hey, listen, I don't...
Bates, give her the dice.
But I'm...
You heard me, Bates.
Sure, Sky. Here you are, Miss Brown.
Thank you. Do we have a bet, Mr. Sky? $1 against the life you lead. $1 against your soul. Will you keep the bet?
I never Welch.
That's right, Miss Brown. He's good for it.
That is correct, Miss Brown.
All right.
Roll the dice.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners, you might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck, be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight. A lady wouldn't flirt with strangers. She'd have a heart, she'd have a soul. A lady wouldn't make little snake eyes at me when I bet my life on this roll. So let's keep the party polite.
Why don't he shoot?
Why don't he shoot?
Never get out of my sight.
Come on, we're stalling.
Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady.
Guys, turn and yellow.
Luck be a lady.
What are you scared of?
Luck be a lady tonight.
11. She wins. There is a dead hush. Miss Brown looks up at the sky. The sky looks at Miss Brown with a little smile on his lips. And then he says,
I never Welch on a bet.
You're a fool. You're a fool.
I love you, Miss Sarah Brown.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Let me out of here. Please let me out.
Yeah, it's like I said. I'm half out of luck. But the half I've got left, it's pretty good.
Well, that is that. But it is not, really. The payoff comes some weeks later. And what the payoff is, I will tell you in a minute.
Are you interested in playing, watching, or discussing all things cricket? Look no further than UBC's Cricket Club. Reach out to @AMSUBCCricketClub on Instagram to get connected today.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you loved and deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man, feeling bad. No, how? That's all that is.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Well, one night I am walking down Broadway, and who do I see but the sky? But now he is wearing a mission uniform, and he is looking happy and better than I ever see him look. He is walking with Miss Sarah Brown when he sees me. He says something to her, and she goes into a store. Then the Sky comes over to me.
Hello, Broadway.
Hello, Sky. How goes it?
Oh, fine. For the first time in my life, I'm happy, Broadway.
And Miss Brown?
She is Mrs. Sky.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Bates is looking for you.
Is he? Collector's bet, I guess, huh?
It would seem to be the case.
I owe him nothing. I've got those dice we used that night, Broadway.
Huh? Wait a minute. I remember. I see you look at him funny-like.
Sure.
Phony dice?
Phony dice. But, Broadway...
Yeah?
Don't do anything about it.
But he uses phony dice. That is a crime.
No, no, Broadway. You see, Mrs. Sky thinks she beat me at my own game for my soul. I wouldn't like her to think anything else. Because this time, I didn't get the ear full of cider.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, The Idol of Miss Sarah Brown. Listen in again next week to... Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville and the stories adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. This is a Mayfair production.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard Damon Runyon Theater's production of The Idol of Miss Sarah Brown, along with music from the original Broadway and film productions of Guys and Dolls. The Arts Club Theater's production of Guys and Dolls, starring Josh Epstein, Jonathan Winsby, Chelsea Rose, and Madeline Sudeby, with friends of the show Ashley O'Connell, Andrew Cowden, and Tom Pickett, is at the Stanley Theater until June 30th. For more information, you can go to artsclub.com. You can get all your tickets and stuff there, too. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR all afternoon. Up next is Musish, turning found sounds, new music, and an eclectic vinyl library into new improvised tunes. That's followed at 2 o'clock by Radio Art from Beppe Crespin. And as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming. Sublime. Then they get off at Saratoga.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakhuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.